about this song. This is a song about something there. We did the clubs with ass. I was hoping to have her in a sack. I was looking handsome. She was looking like an erotic vulture. I was all dressed in black, she was all dressed up in black. Everything was fine down here, what you call it here, call what you will here. Way down in this subculture. Dress up in black. And listen and see her look at the sky in a poetic kind of way. What you call when you look at the sky in a poetic kind of way? You know when you grope for Luna.
Oh yeah, I used to know Quinnan. He's a real jerky.
Good afternoon. The current time is 12:03 p.m. My name is DJ Missy Aggravation, and you're currently listening to Subaculture on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Support for WRUV comes from Foam Brewers, a craft brewery and live music venue on the Burlington waterfront. Foam hosts performances from local, regional, and national touring artists multiple nights a week. You can learn more about upcoming shows and brewery offerings at foambrewers.com. The track that served as an intro for today's show was Subaculture by the Pixies, the namesake for my show. We have a really special show today. It is my last of the semester, so I'm going to be playing my favorite songs. Some all-time, some recent, mostly all-time favorites. I'm really bad at ranking those types of things, so it's a little bit of a mess, but it's all good music, I promise. We're going to play three honorable mention tracks, and then we're going to get into the countdown, which I'm super excited for. But before we get into that, here's some weather and news. It's currently 60 degrees here in Burlington. We're going to see a high of 63 today, and it's looking a bit cloudy. It's going to rain today, tomorrow, Wednesday, all through Sunday. Not great weather coming up, but lucky for me, I'm leaving Vermont, so I won't have to see the rain. But everyone who's here, unfortunately, it is going to be raining all week. However, temperatures are still going to be in the low 60s, high 50s, so not going to be too bad. Looking pretty promising. We're getting closer to summer. Don't worry. For some news, according to the BBC, Trump has ordered the reopening of the notorious Alcatraz prison. And that's all I have for the news today. All right, so let's get into my three honorable mention songs for my top 10 list of the semester. And to start us off, we are going to have Stranger by Dr. Dog. Enjoy.
Thank you. Tomorrow gonna be a brighter day. This time time. You can't believe me. No more crying in your lonely room, and no more empty nights, 'cause tomorrow morning everything will turn out right.
All right, you just heard Fortunately Gone by The Breeders. Prior to that was Tomorrow's Gonna Be a Brighter Day by Jim Croce, and starting off our set was Stranger by Dr. Dog. As I said before, those three tracks were my honorable mentions for my top 10 list for the semester, all time, past week, whatever this list is. As I said, it's just a collection of my favorite songs, kind of in ranking order, but it'll be fun. Before we get into that, though, here's a quick public service announcement. Hey you, are you sedentary? Are you bored? Do you long to feel the crisp lakeside wind across your smiling face? Well, you should try biking. Burlington is an exceptionally great place to own a bike, so why not take advantage of it? You could bike by the lake, around town, up the Colchester Causeway, and more. Remember to wear a helmet and watch out for cars. This message was brought to you by your bike-loving DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. That's actually a really good public service announcement for me because my bike has been living in my friend's basement since last spring when I moved out of the dorms. Didn't feel like taking it home. Have not seen her since. I've seen my friend. I say her as in the bike. My Walmart bike. But yeah, I have to go get it because she's a senior and she's moving out. So now I have to go get this bike and fit it into my Jeep Renegade later, so that's a pain. Probably won't ride it. The brakes are broken, and I almost died last time I rode it in Burlington. So honestly, I wouldn't recommend riding your bike in Burlington, because I think it's scary. But enough with that. We're going to get back into the music, into my top 10 list. For number 10, one of my favorite songs of all time is Shady Lane by Pavement. Enjoy.
Chancer, we had oysters and dry lancers, and the check when it arrived, we went Dutch, 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 Dutch. A redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash, and this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm flat out, you're so beautiful to look at when you cry. Freeze, don't move, you've been chosen.
All right, you just heard Shady Lane by Pavement. As I said, that was my number 10 on my top 10 list. I really enjoyed that album, Bright in the Corners, a lot during high school. Something I would listen to probably every morning and afternoon on my drive to and from school. I've just always been a fan of the, like, kind of whiny, slacker rock vibes. And when I was discovering a lot of my music taste in high school, that was a big album for me, and that was my favorite song off the record. So, with that, we are going to get into our next song. Kind of another, like, whiny slacker rock, but I promise there's some genre switch-ups a little bit in here. It all kind of falls under alternative rock, but that's just me, and that's just what I like. Up next, we have Wasted and Ready by Ben Queller. Enjoy. That was Wasted and Ready by Ben Queller. I discovered the song back in August, I think, so fairly recent, but Not much to say. I mean, it's just one of those songs that I really enjoy. It's kind of been an earworm for me, and it fits the vibes. I'm really into Weezer, and I feel like it kind of sounds a little bit like earlier Weezer, so really enjoy that track. All right, up next at number 8, we have Big Thighs, New Jersey by Low Cut Connie.
You wanna spin your juice around. From your past life in a kick line, you used to give all your tips to God. I sent my meat truck door to door while you were cheering for the squad. Well, you're the black sheep of the family, and when the black sheep learns to kill, Christina with a broken arm. What kind of film were we using back then? Who tried to take one for the team? Who wrote the words to the songs we sang? The death reggae of our dreams. But you're the black sheep of the family, and when a black sheep learns to kill, drinking in the rain. Now you're living in a school bus. I hear that you're running with a stud. I'd like to see you with your uniform laying open in the mud. Well, you're the black sheep of the family, and when the black sheep learns to kill,
was Big Thighs, New Jersey by Low Cut Connie. Another song that I discovered in high school, and another song that's just kind of an earworm. Really love it. I'm from New Jersey, so I guess I have a bit of a personal connection to it. But yeah, just a banger. All right, up next we have Burning Man by Third Eye Blind, and that is number 7 on our top 10 countdown.
I'm not the one you are thinking of.
All right, that was Burning Man by Third Eye Blind, and that was number 7 on my top 10 favorite songs list. Honestly, I feel like I could have moved that a little lower. I really love that song. I love that whole album. Love Third Eye Blind. One of my favorite genres of music is that, like, 90s rock alternative, like, the type of music you hear in, like, dive bars when you go home and, like, go out to drink with your parents. Those are the vibes, always. All right, but we are going to switch it up completely from that. Up next, number 6, we have Knockin' on the Door by Frog. Enjoy. That was Knocking on the Door by Frog, and that was number 6 on our top 10 list. I love that song so much. I'm a huge fan of Frog. I discovered them last summer, discovered that song a few months ago, and I think if this were top 10 songs of my year, I think that would be number 1, honestly. I don't know, beautiful. The guitar is incredible, and I love his voice, and such a good song. Anyway. All right, up next, we are getting into our top 5 of the top 10. So number 5 on our top 10 list is Half a Person by The Smiths. Enjoy.
Call me morbid, call me pale. I've spent 6 years on your trail. Call me morbid, call me pale. I've spent 6 years on your trail. 6 full years of my life on your trail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y, WCA. I said, I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? Do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? She was left behind and sad, and she wrote to me equally down. She said, in the days when you were hopelessly poor, I just liked you more. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y, WCA. I said, I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? And do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? Call me morbid, call me pale, I've spent too long on your trail. Far too long chasing your tail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, that's the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, the story of my life. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. Story of my life, story of my life. That's the 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 story of my
life. That was Half a Person by the Smiths. Hard to say if that's my favorite Smiths song. Obviously it's up there if it's on this list, but like I said, this is just my favorite songs as of late and as of this semester and as of this year. But yeah, I don't know. I love Morrissey's voice. I think that's one of the most beautiful Smith songs. It doesn't really make me sad, so I feel like I can listen to it whenever I want. But yeah, I love Half a Person. I love Louder Than Bombs. My favorite compilation album, for sure. Listen to it all the time. But yeah, let's get back into it with our number 4 on the list. Up next, we have Possum Kingdom by Toadies, and all of my friends know this one because I always play it in my car every single time. Enjoy.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. By my side. Gentlemen,
All right, that was Possum Kingdom by Toadies. That was a song I like searched for a very long time. I know I had heard it on the radio and it's very popular, may have charted, but don't tell anyone. It's a special show. I can get away with breaking the rules a little bit. But yeah, it was one of those songs, again, another earworm that I like had, and it's like you hear a snippet of it and you're like, oh my god, what is that? And then you forget and you can't remember. And then I finally heard it somewhere and I've been obsessed ever since. I'm sure it'll be, that actually might be my number one song on my Last FM recap next year for sure. But like I said, this list is just what I want my top 10 to be. But yeah, killer song. All my friends love that song now because like I said, I play it constantly. Yeah, just great. And I really enjoy the rest of that album, and the Toadies have a couple other good albums as well. And then I found out that they're heavily inspired by the Pixies, and then I thought, oh, that makes sense. That's why I like them so much. But up next, number three. So we're in the top three now. All right, this next song, incredible, really great, long song, so hang in there for it. Someone really terrible introduced this song to me, but I think that's something that's really beautiful about music, is that you can, you know, you can hear new music from people that might not be in your life anymore. It might not be the best people, but you can take the music from those relationships and make something better out of it and enjoy it for yourself. So up next, we have Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohia. Enjoy.
Oh, sun gets it right. Real truth about it is we're all supposed to
Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohia, and that was number 3 on my top 10 songs countdown. I really love that song. It's just so beautiful and melancholic and hits me right in the feels. Reminds me of freshman year, but in a good way, in a good way. All right, up next, number 2, we have In Heaven, Lady in the Radiator Song, covered by the Pixies. Enjoy.
Everything is fine in heaven. Everything is fine in heaven. Everything is fine. You've got your good thing, and I've got
we'll be right back.
All right, that was a little short one. That was In Heaven, Lady in the Radiator Song, covered by the Pixies. That was my number two on my top 10 countdown. I love the Pixies. They're one of my favorite artists. My show is named after a Pixies song. My DJ name is named after a line from a Pixies song. And I love David Lynch. And I've been getting really into David Lynch films. And I've been watching Twin Peaks a lot this semester. And yeah, I just think that's a crazy awesome rendition of that song from Eraserhead, and I'd love to share that with everyone. Also, side note, Fontaines DC, another favorite band of mine, who unfortunately did not make the top 10 list, but they just covered In Heaven, and they mixed it up with Starburster, which was the single off of their last record that I really loved, and it was incredible. So definitely go check that out. Definitely worth a listen. All right, so we are down to our number one spot on our top 10 Missy Aggravation Lila songs of the semester, year, my life. This is my favorite song of all time, by far. I don't think that will ever change. It's so significant to me. It's tattooed on my body. So at our number one spot, we have The Good Life by Weezer. Enjoy.
Away from me, but who I got to blame?